President Bush has announced a new policy to address climate change. This is the long-awaited plan to replace the legally binding Kyoto Treaty, which Mr. Bush rejected last year. The new policy calls for voluntary measures to control the gases that can contribute to global warming. The effort is much less ambitious than the Kyoto Treaty and much less expensive. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
President Bush has made it clear for almost a year that the United States won't be held to hard and fast limits on the amount of carbon dioxide that pours from the nation's tailpipes and smokestacks. And today he announced what measures he will use instead, a sliding scale of voluntary limits, which will rise as the economy grows.
Our immediate goal is to reduce America's greenhouse gas emissions relative to the size of our economy. My administration is committed to cutting our nation's greenhouse gas intensity, how much we emit per unit of economic activity, by 18% over the next 10 years.
But what sounds like a cut is actually a continued increase in emissions. The White House says it represents a somewhat slower rate of growth than would be the case without the policy. The president said he's confident his policy can be accomplished through voluntary measures, such as incentives to businesses and tax credits for citizens who buy super-efficient cars or install solar panels on their homes.
If, however, by 2012 our progress is not sufficient, and sound science justifies further action, the United States will respond with additional measures.
The president did not commit to reducing carbon dioxide emissions, which will ultimately be necessary if climate change is to be stopped. As such, these proposals are much less ambitious than the Kyoto Protocol, which requires substantial cuts in emissions, not continued increases. President Bush noted that his plan will be much less costly and less likely to slow the American economy.
This new approach is based on this common sense idea that economic growth is key to environmental progress.
The hope is that economic growth will continue to drive energy efficiencies useful at home and abroad. This approach is a disappointment to advocates for a strong climate change policy. Senator Jim Jeffords, an independent from Vermont, said he wasn't expecting much since the president had signaled his intentions last year by rejecting the Kyoto Treaty.
Today's new climate policy is like delivering of final divorce papers to the public and the world. And it is divorced from the reality of global warming. Maybe you could call it a love letter to the status quo and the polluting past.
Even some critics of the Kyoto Treaty aren't happy with President Bush's alternative. Robert Stavins is an economist at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University.
The voluntary program that's in the president's plan reminds me a great deal, actually, of the Clinton administration's climate change initiatives, what was actually proposed domestically to do, which were largely voluntary as well, combined with some tax credits. And just as I thought that those would have relatively minor effects, so too we can think that these will have relatively minor effects.
Stavins opposed the Kyoto Treaty because he thought it would be too expensive and wouldn't accomplish enough. But he still favors a policy to control climate change, and he says President Bush's alternative isn't going to do that.
I think what could be done more without harming the economy would be put in place now long-term targets that are more severe than those offered. Not short-term targets, but long-term targets.
The need, he says, is to create incentives for companies to phase out technologies that contribute to climate change and replace them with cleaner technologies. Stavins says President Bush's climate proposal won't accomplish that basic goal. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.